She's not clean.
See.
She doesn't understand the difference between the president's wife and clean.
She's like. She said it was a good move marrying him. It was like one of the smartest things she's done.
Like that particular formula, which the West has been using now for a couple of centuries, which the Vatican adopted in the early 1960s when they made the separation of church and state something that was a formal part of Vatican
policy.
It looks like the Soviet Union is now coming into line with that kind of thinking. There we are looking at the
foot.
If I had to guess, I'd say it was called the Sala Regia, but it's another one of these magnificent rooms that are just down the hall from where the Pope works and lives that lead toward the Sistine Chapel. So the Sistine Chapel will be the climax of this tour that they're taking to the Papal Apartments. These buildings were built about 400 years ago, about the same time the current St. Peter's Cathedral, designed originally by Michelangelo and then added to by other architects, built. And she is obviously receiving there some pointers from the Vatican guides about what the history of that art is. I think, again, we're looking at a room which was painted by Raffaello, who, of course, or Raphael, as we call him in English, who, of course, was one of the competitors of Michelangelo when he was working in the Sistine Chapel.
Another word, perhaps, Phil, about religion in the Soviet Union. We were some days ago at a Sunday school in the Russian Orthodox Church, and that was the first Sunday school that had been organized in nearly 70 years. It's very new, all of the religious freedom that is now being experienced in the Soviet Union.
Why is he on the part of the Roman Catholics
there, on the part of the Russian Orthodox Church also? Protestants, Jews, and Muslims who form
this other guy on the left is wondering, why didn't I wear my raincoat? That would be like a real snazzy. I didn't, though. What the fuck?
This man, Carol Wojtyla, who was John Paul II,
why is he wearing a raincoat? That's really weird.
Had to go into hiding during the Nazi occupation of Poland because he was becoming a priest, and then worked under very tight stricture when the communists took over Poland. So his own personal history has been.
Reporting from the Vatican this morning, of course, as Mr. Gorbachev wraps up his talks with Pope John Paul II, we will bring an update to you live. We're going to turn our attention now to another breaking story. We could have been special teams this morning. As we mentioned earlier on in the morning, Mr. Bush has authorized U.S. forces to defend the Philippine government against the military.
Local news is really fucking pulling through and keeping this on.
American jets, we are told, are now providing cover to Philippine
ground troops. I hear from the orange jets.
Air bases, Villamore, and Sangley Point. Also, there are, of course, three American Marine helicopters have landed at the U.S. Embassy. We do know the rebels have bombed Malacañang Palace, the presidential palace. We are told that President Corazon Aquino was not believed to be inside. The rebels have attacked at least two television stations, conflicting numbers coming in as to the strength of these rebel troops. We're hearing anywhere from 600 to 2,000, but as often as during these coup attempts, we will not really have firm numbers till later on in the morning. We will keep you updated on the situation in the Philippines and our breaking story in Rome this morning, this historic meeting between President Gorbachev and Pope John Paul II. We hope you join us then. I'm Paula Zahn, reporting from New York. Good morning.
This special report has come to you from ABC News. We now resume our regular program schedule.
Which is nothing.
KEYT now ends our broadcast day. Thank you for joining us. KUIT is owned and operated by Smith Broadcasting of California.
Oh, they're running an anthem again.
And is a primary affiliate of the ABC television network. KUIT operates on
channel
3 with 50,000 watts of visual power, as authorized by the Federal Communications Commission, Washington, D.C. KUIT offices and studios are located at 730 Miramonte Drive, Santa Barbara, with our transmitter located on Broadcast Peak. We welcome your comments and suggestions. Address them to 93102. Portions of our broadcast today have been pre-recorded. KEYD is an equal opportunity employer. On behalf of the staff and management of KEYD, Channel 3, Santa Barbara, we wish you a pleasant good night.
This doesn't play back static, which would be a nice thing to have now. Oh, Christ. Let's see it again! We can watch...
It was recording?
I think so. Let's find out. I'm very satisfied if it works. I'm going to be totally satisfied and all happy if it goes. Satisfying. Oh, foot.
No way. We are stoked.
Yeah.
That is such a great thing to have on the screen. It's just like during a party.
Yes. Oh, my God.
People dressed in black milling around.
I think we should call John and Alex and wake them up and tell them about the show, the coup in the show planning. We're going to do a different show, guys. Sorry. Just a big beer-soaked bowl of Christmas crunch is a breakfast.
After awakened me. It'll cripple you, Dad.
Oh.
want to hobble into a deli and say, what do you want?
I'd like a bowl of Crackers Crunch and pour warm beer on it, please. I'd like a bowl of my own vomit on the side.
I'd like to have some warm piss. Actually, can I have that ice, please? Can I have... I'd like a piss latte. Did you see the...
A banana me piss.
Did you see the insulation with the...
Strawberry me piss.
Did you see the insulation with the shirts and jackets on trees?
Yeah.
Okay. I had an idea for insulation that I'm gonna get Isa to help me with. And actually, I'm gonna get a lot of people to get, like, little cards made up that say, Soft Jesus by Dave LaDelfa, copyright 1989. Get a big bag of nails and a couple bags of marshmallows. And nail a little card and a marshmallow to a lot of places. So, and I'll have all these soft Jesuses with like a nail, a marshmallow, and this little title tag on it. It'll be my sculpture installation.
Why?
Why? It's soft Jesus!
Why are you telling people who you are?
So that I can get, like, the independent to do this for me or something.
Soft Jesus?
Yeah.
They're gonna cover that, they're gonna arrest you. For a dangerous nut.
It's a marshmallow, nail. I've got an independent marshmallows to think of. I'm hooked. Have you seen my mobile? I haven't been there since I made the mobile.
You toast pappy, I have too. So set your dial to Jesus and tune on in.
Oh, my quarter levels are up. Jesus is listening.
Yes, he is. God is here. I can feel his thigh on the back of my neck. Grabbing and spinning.
I was reading George Bataille out loud to fucking love.
Wrong. Zero. See,
yeah. It's true!
Who wants a keystone?
Ah! Oh.
Click, birdie.
I...
Here, bird, birdie.
I don't know, but my radio station is thinking that.
A classic. The form of high quality.
You know, you got a Mac you can plug in
there? Dude, this is excellent. I just thought of something most tranquil.
Uh-oh.
Be there, checking. Be checking, dude. Satan. Checking.
This is a
panty shit me down.
There, because of the Karen.
Oh, take it off, Dad.
What the same fuck is going on here?
Oh, fuck me, honey. This is working?
Fix the trucking. On the top there. Yeah, no, I'll put this. No, you bet, you bet. Let's hear it. Dong.
Turn on the sign.
Ah, I really just want to play the one speed. That could be the case. Sounds like it's one of the choices now.
How do I get to race point?
I think this one plays the one speed. In fact, I'm sure that.
What?
This one plays the one speed.
The others play many speed?
Yeah. Yeah, they're moving twice as fast. You can't play this tape which was recorded at 7 speed. What movie is this?
It says on it. It's upgrade to a DS. We are most bummed.
You must think.
Baddie. See, call her baddie.
Dude.
Pay for a quick pick me over.
quick throw me up against.
Throw me up against a wall of hot shit.
A quick blast me across.
Against the wall of hot wax.
A quick walk me inside of.
Paste me within.
Gotta raise that one down.
Where? There's no space anymore. Pant me over.
Oh,
penis.
You plugged it back in the wrong place, Cole. What went wrong with you? Oh, would you please?
You were thinking of going home and you can't even reach your beer and it's right in your face?
I was thinking of riding my bike.
Riding your bike? Riding your bike? If you ride your bike, you'll be arrested. You know why? Because you'll ride it right into the foot patrol and you'll crash into the desk and shoot and hit the guy in the head with your torso. And he'll be thrown back into his chair. And you'll hear, they'll get out the sticks about to beat you and you'll say, oh, sorry.
Sorry. Oh, hilarity.
And then they'll proceed to beat you silly. Because you're already...
Did you pour my beer into my mouth? I don't want it. I'll wire you up.
This is not a good sign. This is not a good sign. Jesus was not pleased with the revolution. Man, bet the 60s were hot, man. We fucking missed it. How do I get this out without a quick panther me who?
Why don't you blow into it?
Aw, dicky. Not working.
Burn it out.
Woo, Dr. Pencil.
Dr. Pencil.
Dr. Pencil's getting rid of the tumor. Goodbye. Goodbye, said Dr. Pencil. That's in the language of love. It's the international language of medicine. That's Dr. Pencil. The language of love tapes through medicine. If you call today, you'll get the bonus track. Why I love to love medicine, and so should you.
It's Dr. Love Records, Dr. Love Incorporated, Love City, Indiana, Love Canal, Canada.
Boy, that TV sure is emitting the nice, soft, Tony glows that I like so much that warm me so gently at my soul.
Yeah, so I think we've become the media frogs here. I think we learned a lot.
The media has actually caused my skin to get that sort of high-tech amphibian sheen that I've desired for so long, and my teeth have really receded into mere points along my hard, crusty lip. Frog-like, I access many environments, but mostly the swamps appeal to me. You can call me Ribbit, because that's my real name.
Let's review some of the things we learned this season. We started off with... Oh, these are chemistry notes. That won't tell us what we need to know. Oh,
but,
this one here.
Oh, but you tossed all the load everywhere, Daddy. Samuel. Go ahead, Frederick.
Leaping homes.
Leaping homes. All right, get in there.
Okay.
McFraid, you're on.
Oat bake.
Up on six.
Oat bake.
Oat bake.
That was very funny about it.
What did oat bake?
It was, I had a lot of hilarity.
That was a laugh.
he looks like he just had a big glass of juice.
He sure did, though.
Yeah, but that's a real Letterman thing to say, right? You know, he looks like he just had a big glass of juice.
Boy, he sure does, Dave. Da 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 da. I love juice. Da, da, da,
spite television. You watch it's so bad television. You watch it in like to be spite yourself. Here, shut up. Like, would you shut up? Octopuses flailing and leaping. Stomachache. Head palms. One of the most horrifying characters of 50s television is now the voice America trusts the most.
Yes, sir. Daddy.
Oh, Justice Travels. Hey.
Hey.
Oh, how about another gloomy sideways?
Small one, really.
The Catfoot demographic group. Like, it's you advertised aim to, towards the big...
Note the media trend.
By putting cats here in the commercials.
That's media trends. P.O. Box, KCSB,
oh,
Atlanta,
geometry
Georgia.
Geometry groups where it says
right
given, and
we'll
you think it means given. There's a picture of given there, and you just go, no, oh, I was just beginning to understand this. Here's some more here. These were sent in from our home office. Okay, television for the end of time, yes.
Dave?
Why, it's sensory frogs. Yes, it's a sensory frogs. Outrageous, it ought to be allowed. A quick pace me with him. And
a quick
pace
waltz me
it.
Across. A quick meringue me through. A quick suck me in.
No. Pack me in.
Pack me in. Why is there a polar bear on the ceiling? What? Why is there a polar bear on the ceiling? What? Why is there a polar bear on the ceiling? Why do you keep saying that? Why do you keep saying what? These are funny things.
Then would you have my beard?
Not even yet.
Crash in and you go, oh, sorry!
It oughtn't be too loud.
Oughtn't be allowed.
You have your beard.
Were you thinking I didn't?
You just asked for it. Cockle me doodle.
Got up and got it, dude.
Don't even toss me that way, Daddy.
I got all the way up. And I got it. It was exciting for me. I'd do it again, too, if it
was. Oh my goodness, what's this in front of me? I spy. I think it's calling for Daddy. Such a small one.
I'm gonna hear you guys.
I'm inside your head.
I'm gonna hear you guys.
Look at the magnitude of what you're doing. You're undertaking a major accomplishment. You're like inside of it. It's a pack refill. Thick black smoke. Out of his
loins. So, Phil said to have a bong hit for him. Actually, collectively, the household said, have one for us. So I'm going to proclaim my next one as being officially from him.
They knew we were doing this today?
Yeah. Knock it off.
I didn't get a chance to get any of that. No, you didn't you?
Oh,
Pop
no.
Darts.
Oh, no. Dart things. This is very good. Don't look for me. I'll do racing things. Certainly. If media frogs are found out, they are banished from the Wonderland. Hoot, put wonder up! It was praised the Wonderland. You must not say vile things against it.
We
shall be expelled from the Eden, which we desire.
I have these vials on my nose.
Oh, crippling against ammo, folks. Nope, not really.
Haven't seen that in these parts since back in 42.
All kind of animals in the
All kind of animals were running about his forehead.
All kinds of patchwork.
Pecking and poking, threatening for a while, but then they softened out when he brought out the hyenas.
You watch the Patrick family?
Patrick family, yes, my favorite red-headed folk. Well, I just go over and say, who, Patrick family? Give me a turkey pot pie, and they say, yes, ma'am.
Turkey pot pie.
Patrick family, give it unto me. Patrick family, living in the tree. Oh, the Patrick family lives in a tree, and they bake, and they bake, and they bake for me. They give it a turkey pot pie for me. It's the Patrick family. And all of a sudden they come into the spaceship and it's the new Lady Chief Patrick family. And they're hip and 90s. Captain Sage Mo. You're pasting, Wombat. Did you double it?
I was actually scared I wouldn't be able to get it up in time when I missed.
Oh, he's talking about capping.
I achieved a real fear. I thought I wouldn't be able to get it up there in time.
I was looking at this fear on your face. That was hilarious.
I lost some control.
Your hand was going to be floating. Totally helpless to defend yourself, though. Death was there.
Yep.
Alright, pick past me, Poon.
Oh, pulled me through. Gibbon scratching.
Gibbon me through.
Oh, straddle me, Gibbons. Gibbons. We should copy that tape immediately. Before you play it anymore. Eyes totally closed. Then, as if by magic, communication was totally shut off. I used that uneasily. I said, then, as if by magic, it was time to go. Just a minute.
You said that to him while he was at your house?
What? I said that when we were at his house, and I was needing to be brought back.
Just like magic. It was time to go.
I said...
What a great thing to say.
I said, then with a flick of his wrist, it was time to go.
Uh-oh. Care for pant with powder?
A pop me powder, like a place.
A persimmon me penny.
A pig of me pop.
A persimmon me penny.
A pudding me book.
Quick persimmon me penny. Persimmon me penny. Persimmon me penny. What are you doing over there? Helpless, we stand threatened by their evil eye poking mechanisms. Strong enough to leave, we exit through the rear. Excellent choice for Bob and Jungle Boy as they reach into the new greenery right behind the station. Mother. Packed fresh as your head, only twice the medium tar. Perhaps persimmon, it's tar-free, less caffeine, and a hint of salt.
You can count on these special health tips because I live in a plant. You see, we down at Carrot Gardens believe that you should live inside fruit, not just eat it, to use it fully. Can't be. Parcel be packing. Parcel me produce. And produce me a parcel, so that I may glory in the contents within.
Outrageous.
Seeking out their warmth, I access the parcel. Within its golden contents.
Here's warm cheese.
Share the energies of an ancient
cheese
Egypt that I knew in a previous life, but
cheese.
Did never tell. Paste it. The final blow. Human abortion.
Shut up! You're making me miss.
Making me miss. You pissed was for rockets. This spider spotted pygmy thing. You pant me with gibbons.
I was prancing with gibbons.
Prancing McGibbon.
Oh, McStraddling. I'm just baiting.
McMorsel me, Gibbon.
Oh, throw me.
Shaking my hand, I pat the gibbon.
That's gotta be a letter of the alphabet in it.
What, shaking my hand, I pat the gibbon? Shaking my hand,
well,
I pat the gibbon.
While shaping my hand, I pat the gibbon.
Shaping? Shaking.
While shaking my hand, I pat the gibbon.
Yeah. While shaking my hand, I pat the gibbon.
The large man began to doubt the outcome of the election.
The giant parcel was stapled to his bosom.
Oh, bosom me gibbon, so gyrating.
I raised me parcel. And the pantaloon gibbon is a fine sight to see.
I'm pantaloon gibbon kicking, oh, chorusing.
Kicking and swinging.
Oh, sighting.
Oh, singing.
Oh,
kite flying.
Oh, dear.
Kite flying be ribboned gibbon.
Kite flying be ribboned gibbon.
Be ribboned gibbon.
Kite flying be ribboned gibbon.
To kite flying be ribboned gibbon. Oh, enough of that.
Kite flying be
away, my pasted.
Kite flying be ribbon gibbon.
Yes, sir. Two of them, please. And going on my visa as pizza condiments. Because if I get out, I'm pasting like a macaroni in my testes. My testiments. My macaronis and John and Peter, too. And all the works of Luke are packed in them. But you can trust those folks because their name begins with soft letters that are within the like middle 10 of the alphabet. You can trust them. Not soaring off to the end or just the cool middle section that really knew what they were talking about. No exaggerations for either side. So that's Tune Into John tomorrow at 2 p.m. The entire work of John, read in 14 and a half minutes. For your pleasure. Super fast, so keep up if you can. Probably not, though. Oh, I'm sorry. No, you'll try it. Tune in, yes. I'll be there. My name is...
Squad Bread.
My name is Squad Bread. And I'm the Gibbon. Signing. Gibbon. Pete.
Small Bread. Small Bread. Apple Shepherd Pie.
Small print Apple Shepherd Pie. If you've got a Gibbon, turn them in now, please. We will be at the collection between 10 in the morning and 6 in the p.m. So if you've got a given, give it up.
Oh, I'm letting it toast.
I think I'll send a copy of this tape to England with no explanation.
Quack!
To my friends. Oi. Gibbons. Twisting and dismantling. Illicit Gibbons.
It's like haiku! Gibbons! Eliciting, demanding Gibbons. Walnuts, crust, large liquid building, foam, cornbread, talking, telephone, high mountain snow on top, things of green on the side. Fold me into really backwards I fly.
You will be gibbonized on your exit from the Stratus area. I hate to see that kind of waste in a man your size. Going out there gibbonizing in the Stratus area, forever vaporized in a sea of your own misunderstandings. Helpless, your arms grow lengthy, and the cockroaches sing to thee. Got a gibbon, give it in. Give it to us, we'll give it to the people. We're Gibbon and Gibbon, the attorneys for Gibbons. We want to help you give them to the world. Next, sports. Dave, handle that, please. Thanks. Got a problem. Give it to Dave. He's those long spindly armages with those picking index fingers that won't abate. That's Jonathan P. Gibbon. I've got one. On sale at your master checker before it's over. Grapple it. It's free to use. Canceled, it's under. Just cut it out. It's sinking it into a hole. It's a dead pickle for the monster Milky Way. Give it some heritage if it pastels your food center. Confidence you need with those extra duty think pins. It's mama's at the dad. If you've got a pencil,